Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, dude.
Hey. You turn the lights off for pressing the record button. I'm guessing it is recording.
It's recording right now. Yeah, it's pitch black in here.
Well,
there's a little bit of light, but you know how people do like the dining experience where you eat in like the darkness and it like enhances.
Usually, it is pitch black for that though, right?
I mean, should I? I could throw a curtain up or something.
Do you think we could?
Yeah.
I think that would be beneficial to the experience.
We're going to do this entire podcast in complete pitch blackness.
Y'all won't be able to tell.
For us, it will enhance the experience, though, just like the fine dining shit when you do it in the dark.
Exactly. But
I'm gonna do something. I'll go find a curtain, Ryan, if you want to introduce them to episode 297.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just. Okay. Oh, that's wonderful.
How is that?
That feels great. I am lifting up my spine. My doctor's appointment. Oh, sorry. I'll get into that. Welcome to episode 297 of the Super Mega Cast, also known as, I guess, the Super Mega Podcast. It is another day, and we are making another dollar, aren't we, buddy?
We are making another day, another, or to quote SpongeBob SquarePants, another day, another dime.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother.
Or maybe it was nickel. Is that better?
Yeah,
that's the best.
That's better. It's not. It's still black.
This is some vibes, brother.
Still pretty black.
Oh,
out.
Let me shut this curtain too. So the
whoa, shit.
There we go. Now I can't see the laptop as much.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, man.
So I was just talking about how I have my doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.
Because you felt I noticed something because when the swelling went down, I was like, this feels different. I had you and a lot of people feel the inside of my nostril, and because I believe there is a solid protrusion in my nasal passage.
It feels like your septum has become a little bit deviated.
Yeah, so they may need to just snap it back into place, but also I'm going to hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, but at some point get referred to someone so I can get an MRI to figure out what's going on with my like back and sciatic shit, because it happened like 4:20. Dun, dun, dun. And it's still sucks. Still can't sit down for long periods of time. So I'm like,
it's gotten
still
no better.
Down.
Really, it's pretty.
It's what?
It's gotten like not much better at all.
Before the fight, I felt like it was on the up, and then ever since the fight, it's kind of just it stayed stagnant and been pretty uncomfortable in certain periods. Sometimes I forget about it. Sometimes I can't help but notice it and
that's
feel it and try to shift my positioning. And I'm like, why? I thought I took all the pressure off my spine right now, but I'm still feeling it.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is with my left Achilles tendon. It's like, actually, yesterday was one of the worst days. I thought after the fight it would start getting better, but it's just one of those things that just, I guess, takes forever to heal because it's such a big fucking tendon.
Yeah, but I'll see if, you know, there's any herniated discs, you know?
I like this is like a saga. There was the Ryan's colon saga.
Yeah.
And now we've got the Ryan's sciatic nerve saga.
Yeah, I did not want it to be a saga. Dude, Zach, I just want to go out and do things. I can't sit down and play Sea of Thieves for hours like I used to. I get on for like a little, like I'll get on Sea of Thieves, I'll play around on the docks, and I won't even set sail. I'll be like, this hurts, I'm leaving.
God damn, the man can't even set sail?
I can't.
Not even leaving the docks? Just playing around on the docks?
Yeah.
Why don't you get, you should get a standing desk.
I needed less impact workouts, I think.
Yeah, look at us.
Battered and bruised.
A couple of battered and bruised buffoons. I hope that your sciatica stuff is better, though. Is that what happened to Chad? Because remember, Chad was going to be doing a...
He's talking about surgery and shit on his Insta story, too, if you noticed that.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. He was going to do Creator Clash, but then he said he got, like, something like nerve damage in his leg or something. And I'm wondering if that's the same, like, if he's also dealing with the sciatica stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen, especially, like, if you go from, like, inactive, like Chad and I both were, to, like...
Yeah. That's
know.
How I heard
you
my Achilles.
Like
was.
I was near like the last few months, I was training every day multiple times.
Right, right.
So ultimately my body yep. succumbed to the pressures I was putting it under.
Yeah, apparently before like big events like this, Ian was saying this, that like basically like everyone was kind of injured a little bit here and there, and people always get injured right before things because that's when they really ramp up their training and then just yep. go too hard. Because I hurt my Achilles just because I went from running like a mile a day, maybe like 2 to 3 times a week, to 5 miles in one day and then 4 miles the next day. And then after that, all of a sudden, just like it, ouchie. That shit was hurting.
It ain't fun. And I hope I was hoping I'd be better for like my trip back home, because getting on a plane for 4 hours or however long it's going to be is not going to be fun.
Got an aisle seat?
Yeah, usually I like window seats because I lean on it to sleep, but now
yeah,
since it's uncomfortable to sit, I have to fucking, I'm just going to get up and stand or like walk down the aisle or use the restroom, quote unquote, but all I do is just
pacing around the plane.
All I do is stand in the restroom and like look at my phone, and I'm just like, I bet you I can get away with just standing here for 10 minutes.
Just this nervous guy with his hands in his pockets, like kind of just like shuffling back and forth up and down the aisle. Like what's going on?
What's this guy all about?
Made me a little nervous. I like the window seat because, I mean, sleeping is like the pretty much only thing to do on a flight besides look through the absolutely horrible selection of in-flight movies they usually have. They had Smosh on a flight I was on once. They had just episodes of Smosh.
Ian and Anthony were on a flight you were on?
Yeah, they were. And I was able to enjoy episodes of Smosh like as one of the in-flight like TV shows was just episodes of Smosh.
So like what episodes do you, are they
newer
like, what, they,
Smosh
okay,
not
so.
Like well, we ain't talking about like Beef and Go or Easy Step, none of yeah. that stuff. We're talking about like
Not My Damn Neighbor.
No, Not My Damn Neighbor. We're talking like
or That Damn Neighbor,
every Zelda game ever, or like every
Assassin's
Mario
Creed
game
3 rap.
Yes.
No Boxman.
I don't think I don't know if there's Boxman on there. I didn't look enough. I didn't really watch any Smosh on that flight. To
Teleporting
be honest.
Fat Guy?
That's so fucking classic, dude. Take me back, dude. Fucking
I think
take me back.
Teleporting Fat Guy. No, there was.
Or LeVar Burton when they had him as a guest. And
when they had him as a guest,
guy?
That's when I was like kind of like I had already kind of dropped off on Smosh. And I was just kind of like not watching them as much.
Teleporting Black Guy. I saw Ian over the weekend.
At a comedy show.
Yeah, and he was giggling and laughing.
Yeah, he's texting me. Apparently you bombed.
He said that?
Well, he might have just been joking.
He wasn't.
Oh.
I bombed.
Do you
want
to talk about it?
No, it's all right.
Did nobody laugh at your jokes?
No.
What?
Well, some people were laughing, but I don't think they were laughing at my jokes. I think they were laughing at me more.
Did you have something in your teeth? Did you no. eat a salad before going on?
My shoe was untied and I didn't know.
Ooh.
I'm telling these jokes and people.
So you look like an unprofessional.
Yeah, they're laughing at me because my shoe's untied. I didn't even fucking realize until I got off stage, and I wanted to die. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my career, but my life.
Honestly, if I was there, I would have probably wanted to kill you you know, it's a very unprofessional move. And I feel like if you're going to go up there and you're going to want to demand like respect from an audience, you have to show them the same kind of respect. And showing up not even dressed appropriately is
showing up with an untied shoe. Exactly. It's not showing them the respect they deserve. And I think I deserved every single ounce of criticism and every single ounce of vitriol that I received.
Speaking of respect, I don't know why this popped in my head. Do you have any like specific stories like about going to like a girlfriend's house and their dad just being kind of like having to impress their dad or impress their family in some way?
The only one, because I guess all my exes
live in Texas.
Come on. No, their dads are pretty cool. There's two I remember. In high school, I went over to this girl's house that I was like dating. It was like one of my very first girlfriends, like learning the ropes. And I went to her house because they were huge Christians. And I went over and they were one of those like families.
Fat?
What?
They were fat. They were huge Christians.
They were absolutely morbidly obese. I mean, you should have seen this pig I was dating. She was disgusting.
This fucking sow.
Mouth-breathing, disgusting, knuckle-dragging woman.
Looked like you and two lovely uncles, believe me.
Yeah. And woo. Basically, like, I went over, and this was one of those families where, you know, it's like the picture-perfect Southern family, and there's, like, the little brother, the two sisters, and then the parents, and they're all just such a happy family, and they do everything together every night. And I came over, and I watched some movie with them, and I was very nervous. I had to impress, and I don't remember what the movie was, and it was really not funny.
That would be a shame, because Norbit is funny.
It wasn't Norbit, trust me. If it was Norbit, then that relationship would have lasted
a whole
lot longer.
You would have been cackling your ass off.
I should have said like, hey, actually guys, I don't want to watch this stupid Christian movie you put on. I got something better. And I would have put on Norbit. And we could have watched Rasputia and Norbit just duke it out.
And Eddie Murphy dressed up as an Asian man.
I think that's the highlight of the movie. But yeah, I had to like be very nice and polite. So that's that one. I mean, the only other one was I went out to dinner with an ex-girlfriend's parents once. And this was, I think, the first time I ever met her dad. And we went out to like an Italian restaurant and got pizza. And the dad was a really, really nice guy, really, really, really cool. But I felt like he was like testing me because, like, you know, I don't eat that much. And I had when I'm nervous, I eat even less. Like my appetite's just not even there. So I had a couple slices of pizza and there were a couple left. And her dad's like, come on, Matt, have another slice. And I was like, oh, no more for me, thanks. I'm pretty good. He's like, come on, Matt, have another slice. And it was kind of quiet for a second. I was like, oh, trust me. He's like, come on. And I was like, okay. And I just kind of had to like force myself to just eat this slice of pizza and it felt awful.
Okay.
And I was like, is he testing me? Is this like a test?
So he was testing your manhood.
I know. And I ate it.
Boy can't digest this cheese and bread.
He's like, come on.
He doesn't deserve my daughter.
And then he's like, oh, the dessert here is fantastic. And I was like, oh.
Wait, you have room for dessert.
Believe me, I'm good. Boy. And he's like, oh, man, you got to have some dessert. Em and I had some dessert. It was like tiramisu, I remember.
Was it like three spoons in one big bowl?
Dude, it was fucking awful. I just remember like, I was scared I was going to throw up, and that would have been very embarrassing.
Sorry, I had to let loose some steam.
Ooh, puffing a little hot steam out of the engine.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if it's getting picked up on the mic, but my stomach is gurgling unbelievably loud during this podcast.
Are you hungry?
No, it's just going.
Are you hangry?
Maybe.
You won't like me when I'm hangry.
You don't know that. Maybe I like you when you're hangry.
Hey, that's where the Jolly Green Giant comes in.
Eating a can of peas?
A can of fucking French-style green beans.
Just fresh out the can? Now, this is a very specific thing you're referencing, so is this something that you've done?
What?
Just like opened up a can of Jolly Green Giant French style green beans, just ate them straight out of the can?
Not out of the can. I would pour them to a bowl and microwave them for a bit.
Are those the ones that are like soft?
They're the skinnier.
But they're like, you know, they're real soft in your
they're
mouth.
They're soft and floppy, yeah.
Yeah, dude, those are good. I haven't had green beans
in a hot minute. String beans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, green beans are fucking delicious, dude. I have not had like Remember the school lunch green beans? They were actually really good.
Yeah.
They were fucking sloppy and soggy, but they were like, put a little salt on those suckers, a little salt and pepper.
You know, I only discovered it recently. I only tried them within the last year.
Green beans?
You know, no. Green beans are great. I've had them all my fucking life. But a vegetable that I've never tried because I always thought they were like putrid for some reason. I finally tried.
Oh, yeah.
And they're my favorite fucking vegetable now.
Oh, yeah.
So good. You know what I'm talking about?
Brussels sprouts.
Fuck yeah. Brussels sprouts. I'm telling you.
They're good as fuck.
If any of you are worried about like, oh, those look bad. All you have to do is fucking salt. Sorry, olive oil. Like put some on like a fucking like pan. Fucking salt, pepper. With the olive oil. And then
yeah,
like,
you don't need much. Yeah, a little bit of garlic.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of garlic. Put them in the oven for like 10, 15 minutes. Roast them a little bit. Then just fucking pop those suckers out. God damn, they're so good.
They're so good.
So fucking good.
Why did they get such a bad rep? Because remember growing up, like the
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, the go-to vegetable to hate was Brussels sprouts. And I never ate Brussels sprouts growing. Yeah, broccoli and Brussels sprouts, which broccoli's delicious also.
But not as good as Brussels sprouts.
No, not
nowhere near as good as Brussels sprouts.
Or asparagus. Which asparagus I like asparagus a lot.
I like asparagus more than green beans, actually.
I like asparagus, but like I never can finish a stalk of asparagus.
I don't like a thick stalk.
Yeah, the bottom of it, like I usually eat like the top 2/3 of it and I leave the rest because it's too crunchy and it's like.
You're getting your nutrients.
I mean, I guess I could eat it, but it's like, why fill up on that when I could have more of the soft head of asparagus?
Exactly. You don't want to get too full on the hard stalks. You probably have a steak next to that asparagus.
Exactly, dude.
Maybe some mashed taters.
Every little bit of stock that goes in my stomach is a little bit of space that could be steak and potatoes or the head of asparagus. But Brussels sprouts are delicious. I got to take you to this one restaurant.
Did they have the best Brussels sprouts?
They're delicious. It's an app. I don't remember which restaurant it is right now.
You don't remember the restaurant?
No, I don't. It'll come back to me.
What style of restaurant?
Actually, I think I do know the restaurant.
You willing to say it publicly?
Yeah, I think it's called Hippo. Well, okay. I know it's called Hippo. I think this is the restaurant I'm thinking of, though. But they have an appetizer, and it's Brussels sprouts. And I think that they have, like, they, like saute, like, pomegranates a little bit with it and shit. And it's fucking delicious. Ooh. They have, like, they're kind of, like, sauteed in the pan, so they just got a little bit of that, like, you know, like the olive oil kind of crisps them just a little bit, but then the inside's all soft.
Oh,
and,
fuck.
And whatever seasoning they put on, it's great. I want some Brussels sprouts.
Give me some of those goddamn Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts sound delicious. So like a bowl of Brussels sprouts right now sounds
warm,
good.
Warm, slightly, not like burnt, but you know, slightly charred, you know, a little bit of blackened, you know.
Where the olive oil just kind of crisps it just enough. With some, like with the pomegranate seeds with it, it was such a good combination. Like the flavor, you know, the thing about like
you come to my place and you make you make some good Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
I'll wife you up quick, bro.
Really?
Oh,
you know what I'm gonna have to do now? I'm gonna have to come over before you leave to go to South Carolina. I'm gonna have to look up the best Brussels sprout recipe, and I'm gonna have to come over and try it out.
And they can't be too. You can't go too wild. You can't be like some fucking, I guess like a. Distracting sauce.
Oh, no. You got to let the Brussels sprouts speak for themselves.
Exactly. Okay, right? You get it.
But
I'm sorry for doubting you. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I'm not going to come and put like mayonnaise and peanut butter on them and
Thank
shit.
Thank God.
But who knows? That might be good. The thing is, you know, all these like fancy
mayonnaise
restaurants.
And peanut butter on Brussels sprouts.
Well, there's some stupid fuck flavor combos.
We'll retweet it. We won't, Matt. We won't retweet it.
Just say we will, so they do it, and then they don't. Then they don't get the satisfaction, and they had to eat it still. And we get the satisfaction of watching them do it,
yeah.
And then knowing that they don't get the satisfaction of getting retweeted.
How's that taste, you fucking idiot? You probably already spit it out.
What the fuck are you thinking?
Unless you like it, then you're weird, and you have no friends.
The funny YouTuber said to put mayonnaise and peanut butter on Brussels sprouts. Ooh, I did it. Look,
this is my
give me attention.
Dude, if I was younger, like back when I was trying to make it with Syndigo, even a little before that, if a big YouTuber said something like that, and I in my head, I've been like, this response could help me build an audience. This is my breakthrough. I can do this. I entered in a Jax Films competition with Daniel.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't win. You know who did win?
Who?
Zed? Is that his name?
Zed, like the producer?
No. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Maybe I'm beginning. Wait, can I use your phone?
Yeah.
Pat, mine's charging in the other room.
I have no
was at 6%.
Here. Do you want here? I'm gonna toss it. Do you okay? Yeah, yeah. Can you catch it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's dark in here.
I can see the light.
We're still in the.
I'll catch it. I promise.
We're still in complete. Oh, it's under. It went under the couch. We're still in absolute darkness. I could see, like, my eyes have adjusted better, so I can actually make things out now.
Where's the YouTube app?
I found it.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not gonna go through your photos.
No, that's okay.
Matt, your battery's pretty. You're on 5%.
I'm on 5%.
You're on 5% battery.
Oh, shit, I don't know how that happened.
Is his name not Zed? Oops.
Probably not Zed.
It's not Zed. Who am I thinking of? Fuck.
Zed is a musician.
I don't know what he's ranted about.
Zed's dead, baby.
Jax Films competition winner. I don't know. Nathan Zed.
I can't see from that far. I have my glasses on.
My glasses.
Hold up. Toss it back. Ready? I'm gonna catch it. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now I can't. It's faced. There it is.
Him.
Ah, I don't think I've ever seen this dude. Really? Internet celebrity. Oh, the third pew.
Yeah, okay, the third
yes,
pew.
Yes, I remember that name. Yeah, okay, okay. And you know, Jax Films, actually, I was talking to him in Creative Clash. He wants to come on the channel and do...
Oh, does he?
He wants to do Let's Plays with us.
Oh, now that his channel's dying, he wants to reap the benefits off of a multi-million subscriber channel?
Off an up-and-coming duo of micro-celebs.
Micro-celebs, yeah, that's good.
Dude, you know... But first of all, some ad reads.
Yes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now... all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
But what I was talking about earlier is like flavor combos. Like, you know, you go to like a restaurant.
I'm still adjusting my mic a little bit.
That's all right. You'll pay like $200 for some chef to be like, yeah, this is mustard with a little bit of grape jelly on a toasted cracker.
On 0.5 ounces of chicken.
Yeah. On a bite of chicken. One single bite.
On the skin of chicken.
Skin of chicken.
Wrapped in the skin of chicken. Like mustard and jelly wrapped in the skin of chicken on a cucumber.
A cucumber slice. It's the type of cucumber slice where they slice it like slightly diagonal. So it's like an oval slice, you know? So it looks fancier. Yeah, it's like that. And then they put a little garnish around where they'll just take a little like ketchup and kind of like make like a little pattern around it. Now that's a fucking feast if you ask me. But those flavor combos, I was thinking about this. Like, some of them are so weird. And it's like, if I did that on my own, it would just be seen as trashy and disgusting. But for some reason, it's seen as like high society when a restaurant does it.
And well, they don't actually, I can bet you money that there's not a restaurant that serves mustard and jelly wrapped in the skin of chicken on a slice of cucumber.
With a garnish of ketchup around the plate.
I've
like it's like a flower. The ketchup makes like the petals of the flower.
What fucking hold up?
That'd be a good ass dish. Someone needs to make that one. I would like to see that.
Can I use your phone again?
Yeah.
To go on my Instagram?
Because
I had this meal. No, I remember what it's called now. I don't N Naka or something like that. It's like this place I saw.
How do you spell it?
N, like the letter, yeah, and then N-A-K-A.
Oh.
Right?
Crafted through the...
Dude, I went there like three years ago, maybe.
Oh my God.
Four years ago.
I haven't taken you to the best restaurant in Los Angeles.
You still haven't fucking taken me, asshole.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm down.
Want to go this week?
Yes.
Dawn's flying in. We could take Dawn. We take Justin. Justin's picky, but the food is...
Justin's picky, but it's going to be like meat and rice and shit, right?
It's a bunch of... They changed the menu up, but it's very unique stuff. Like one of
it's the Japanese place, right?
Shibumi, yeah. One of the things is this uni. It's like sea urchin that is like aged, and it's almost like a paste.
Justin would hate that.
It's like a paste.
And Justin would absolutely fucking despise
that.
It is
so delicious.
If I could think of one food... That was made by God specifically to taunt Justin, it would be sea urchin.
To get under Justin's little skin?
Yeah.
His freckled little skin.
I remember the first time I tried some was in Japan.
Sea urchin's delicious.
When you, me, and the Tucker brothers went.
It's just a little bit. It's a little paste. And what you do is you put it on your tongue, and then they serve you like...
Well, I would hope so. You eat it, right?
Well, you could put it up your nose. That's what umami is. And then they give you a little tiny cup of sake, like a special sake, and you put the stuff in your mouth.
They're making you look like a buffoon.
You spread it through your mouth, and
they're
then
all
you
laughing at you back in the kitchen.
They're like, look at what we're making the fucking dude. That's sardines. It's put like mushed up sardines and just a thing of like Everclear vodka. Dude, look at him go. Oh, he's doing it. But
and meanwhile you're like, this is the most delicious, life-changing meal I've ever had.
It is. And what you do is then you slightly sip the sake, but you kind of aerate it like that. So it spreads over your tongue with the uni. And it is like such an insane...
Isn't that how those fuckers taste wine?
Just like that.
Now is that ice cream guy?
That's a 10. H3 Productions.
What did he do the ice cream thing?
Well, I remember like one of his old classic videos was an edit of that.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, what are they called? Sommeliers? Sommeliers? Not some like a wine, the people that like taste wine for a living, and like you have to be like a certified sommelier. So it's a French word.
Verified asshole more like.
Yeah, right? Like if you're a sommelier, I got news for you.
Hey, if I have a boat and God tasked me with saving people to restart society, they would not even be close to being on the list.
Nope. I'd let a lot of people on before sommeliers.
Oh, yeah.
Sommeliers. Somalians.
Including the loved ones of celebrities who are dead, because maybe their riches could be given upon charitably to me if I show them some mercy.
Oh, so like Michael Jackson's like kids?
No, fuck them. I'm kidding.
What?
I'd save them.
Blanket Paris?
I wouldn't save them. I wouldn't. I don't know them.
Michael Jackson Jr.?
Look, all Prince? I'm saying is if celebrities want me to save them...
On Ryan's Ark?
On Ryan's Ark. In this universe. It could be this universe. You don't know.
Well, this...
I would be God's chosen man for this.
There exists
mission.
A universe out there right now, Ryan. Where
Ryan
you
Almighty.
Are, yeah, you are like, you're on the ark. You know, like the ark is yours. And you already did Superman stuff, and then you go on into your 30s to build an ark, and you're the only person of humanity that survives.
Yeah, so you might want to snuggle up next close to Mr. McGee.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do.
Whoa,
no!
Whoa!
No!
The ambiance is ruined.
I'm sorry.
Justin opened the fucking door, and the curtains fell. So
not
light in the room.
Big Justin, editor Justin.
Listen, the true Justin,
the editor of Super Mega.
The true Justin, I'll have you know. I was letting you know Chris is about to leave, and he just wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, so you ruined our set?
You ruined
for this?
Our ambiance, dude. We're doing it totally in the dark podcast.
You couldn't have given us a text or a call?
It was a fucking blanket in the crease of the door.
No, it wasn't a fucking blanket. It's a curtain that Layton's supposed to have ironed.
And you're yelling at me?
You should have clearly known you shouldn't open that.
I thought it was a fucking curtain, man.
We need to get a red...
It was a curtain.
A giant red blinking light.
I'll help you fix it. I knew you were recording.
Oh, my God. And you just open the door and just
and
let
now,
the light in.
And now you make us look bad if we don't want to say hi to...
Well, here's the thing, Ryan. Ryan,
we have to say goodbye.
Ryan, we've let our eyes for 30 minutes adjust to the darkness, and now it's completely ruined. So the next 30 minutes of the podcast.
I'm saying goodbye to our friend Chris, okay. Asshole.
Why are you calling me an asshole? Justin's the one that let the light in. I'm going to say goodbye
right
as well.
I'm frustrated. You should say goodbye too.
I'm going to, but why are you taking that on me when Justin's the one that ruined the ambience?
Has enough time passed to where we can go on another ad break?
Yes. You know what? If our immersion was ruined, then so are theirs. Have some ads.
All right.
Welcome back, everyone. And Matt, welcome back, everyone. I'm sorry for taking out my frustrations on you. Just they ruined the.
I can still hear them through the door.
I know. They're
so
just,
much for the soundproof.
They're just chittering and chattering.
They're just yelling and goofing off. You know, I think if Justin's not careful, you know, I actually heard early this morning on the radio that there's been sightings of the Burbank Tickle Monster.
Are you fucking
serious? In the area? Yeah, it's big.
You know, it's weird. I thought it was an Amber Alert, but if I check my phone, I bet you they would be telling me about the Burbank Tickle Monster.
The Tickle Monster alert, yeah.
Because I got the alert as soon as I got into the Burbank area, like within its limits.
Yeah.
As soon as I crossed those fucking lines.
Justin better watch his back, man. The Tickle Monster.
Coming all the way from Beverly Hills is mating season. Exhausting, though.
Totally. Especially because the hills that we live up in, you know, it's like 5 miles of winding mansions.
Well, not to mention, just in of itself, it takes about two and a half, I haven't really timed it exactly, it was like around two and a half minutes it takes me to get down my water slide to get down to the garage. So.
And then what, you gotta have the servants fire up the Hummer.
Yeah.
And I think first of all,
I have to get them to repaint it before I take it out again.
Right, because you gotta have something new every time. But also the coal-powered Hummer is so cool that you got the guy that shovels the coal in it the whole time, keep it driving. Yeah, I love that, man.
I like him because he's in a see-through box so people can see him working.
Yeah, from the outside.
Yeah.
I just, as a suggestion, he hasn't said anything to me about it, but from what I've seen, I think that maybe a little ventilation would be good because it's open to the furnace. And from what I've seen, there's, maybe like two
but I can't
two tiny holes.
But I can't spill too much exhaust into the California air ticketed.
And so, he's earning minimum wage to do that, so he should be happy.
There's no laws that say like he has to not breathe in that air.
He can put a mask on.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So, yeah. And when he comes out, he is black.
He can buy himself an air diffuser or something in there.
Yeah, he never said he couldn't. That's great stuff, great stuff. I'm just imagining like your Amber Alert phone like, and you look at it, it's just like all capital letters, like Tickle Monster. That's what's going to happen.
Justin hates the Tickle Monster.
Dude, Justin, I don't have a problem with the Tickle Monster.
Wait till he finds out the Tickle Monster can swim. That's a big one.
That's going to be, I could see if we were in a pool with Justin and we pulled the Tickle Monster shit, he would panic and like drown us both by like, you know how when someone's drowning,
he's trying to stand up above the water.
Yeah, and we're like, Justin, no. And he just pushes us down. Stop. Man arrested after killing two tickle monsters. Drowning. Sound like the fucking what am I thinking of?
What is that?
The cartoon character? He talks like that.
Who?
Is there a character on Fat Albert that doesn't speak and just like
Bill Cosby?
Mush mouth? Hey, come on, man.
Oh, he speaks all right.
Hey, Bill Cosby has been completely exonerated.
And fucking, we owe him fucking metaphors apology. And riddles.
We owe him a massive apology. All right.
Look, before we said the things we did, we thought he was white.
In our defense, Bill Cosby is a very white sounding name.
Imagine people having to put out an apology video, like camera turns on, just wiping a tear from the eye, like nose is red.
No, it's got to start with and there's a pause, and then there's the big.
Oh, yeah, the sigh.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make this video to address some things that I said that I'm not proud of. I want to preface that when I said the things I said about Bill Cosby, I was under the impression that he was a white man.
I was also taking Ambien at the time.
I was on a heavy dose of Ambien and vodka. And
heavy dose of Ambien and vodka.
Doctor prescribed the vodka. I don't know why. Said it makes a spoonful of sugar, right? Honestly, dude, instead of drunk drawing, what you and I should do is sit down, take a bunch of Ambien, do a couple shots of vodka, and then just have Twitter open in front of us.
Okay.
And then wake up the next morning and react live to whatever we tweeted. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Oh.
Classic Roseanne moment, dude.
It was the Ambien.
It doesn't, like, make your brain, like, racist, though.
No.
I thought the bitch was white.
I thought the bitch was white.
Like, making it even worse by calling her a bitch and her, like, wait, is her apology basically, like, okay, I said these awful things about this person, but I thought that bitch was white.
Joe Rogan would be like, in all her defense, the bitch does look white.
Did he say that?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Oh, I was like, what?
I mean, she's black, but she does look white.
I don't keep up with Joe on a regular basis. Every now and then he'll say, he'll pique my interest. Dude, and I'll go in for a listen. I'll go in for a little gander.
Yeah, I'll click a clip every now and then because I'm genuinely like, all right, what is he saying about this? But you click one clip and then your YouTube recommended for the next like 2 weeks is every single fucking
Power
Joe Rogan on
JRE.
Anything.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
The Joe Rogan.
I mean, it's fucking like, it's like, I just want to go watch my fucking space videos on YouTube. And I'm scrolling down. It's just like, Joe Rogan talks about taking DMT at age 14 and meeting aliens. And it's like, I don't give a fuck, dude. He's red.
Dude.
Joe Rogan talks about Native Americans.
It's like, okay.
Hey, if Joe had a pussy, I'd come up inside it and gain all that wisdom that Joe pussy hiding. You know what I'm saying?
100%, dude. 100%, dude.
Just think about that.
You know, I shaved my head to look just like Joe Rogan. I'm taking supplements to make me stronger than Hulk Hogan.
Anyways.
Yeah.
And I think we said our piece.
Yeah, we said our piece about Joe and Roseanne and Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Mr. Cosby. What's Cosby up to these days, man?
I don't know. Probably.
I heard he went back to bartending school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, he's fucking blind, so I don't know how that would go.
Probably the same as it did before.
Wait a second. Bartending school? I just thought about it. I get it.
Yeah. Doo-doo. Bill Cosby is such a fucking goofball. I think if there's any way to put it.
That's one way to put it.
I think that's the way to put it. Yeah. That's what the judge said and threw his case out.
Oh, you're being a goofball.
Bill's a goofball. He's America's dad.
Once a goofball, always a goofball.
He's American dad. He is, you know, he's America's father. That makes him American dad. Bill Cosby is Stan
Smith. Fucking, that's Bob.
Hope?
No, not Bob Hope.
Bob Dole?
No, not Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Maybe I'm getting his name wrong.
Bob?
Full House.
Saget. Yeah, Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Just saying Saget sounds like I'm saying something bad.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say it.
Oh, so you threw it on me.
Yeah.
You're like, he'll remember it. Bob Saget?
We're not allowed to say that anymore. Wait, yeah, we can make fun of him now.
That's right. Because we got an email from... We saying to go easy on Bob Saget because we're from the... We had the same podcast.
Apparently we hurt Bob Saget's feelings.
Well, I just remember because we didn't know it. So we don't like the way that advertising works is we'll record the ad reads and edit them and send them to the agency. And then they place them on their own and mix and match them and move them out and stuff. And they put other ads sometimes that we don't record for other podcasts under the same network.
Which Bob Saget happened to be one of those podcasts under the same network.
And they put it before our podcast several times. So everyone was like memeing on it. So then we started a podcast like, just ragging on him like, yeah, Bob is just a bad guy. It's just really...
And I'm sure as soon as he listened to that, he sprung up off the toilet, bonked his head, and the rest is history.
God. Jesus Christ.
Man.
Now we're going to get an email from the agency like, all right.
Should I censor that one?
I think it's really funny. I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
It's very dark humor, but it's like, they were like, guys, can you go easy on Bob? Like, come on.
Bobby.
So,
Having trouble.
Yeah, we haven't been talking about Bob Saget's podcast since, but I guess is it?
We mentioned it before that I think we're allowed to talk about him.
We said that we were just like, it's just a bad podcast. You know, it's just, it's like the agency is like, oh, okay, they're goofy.
It probably
on Bob,
was
but,
a bad podcast.
But then we're just like, it's a bad podcast.
Right now. Let's listen to a little bit of the Bob Saget podcast.
The Bobcast?
Let's listen to the last episode of the Bob Saget podcast.
The Bobcast? Dude, I love...
Specifically minute 23, second 36.
My phone's on 5%.
23, 36.
Whoa, I just got an email from WWE and the subject says Bobby in it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, not our Bobby.
Bob Saget. I hate saying his name, dude.
Yeah?
It's like Voldemort. It's he who shall not be named.
Well, if you're afraid to say it, it only gives him more power.
Bob Saget's here for you, I believe.
Last episode.
He was on Joe Rogan.
Minute 23, second 36.
Final episode, Dane Cook.
No way.
Yep.
Legend.
Comedian, actor, and longtime friend Dane Cook joins the podcast for its final episode.
Dairy.
Okay.
All right.
20 minutes what?
23 minutes, 36 seconds.
Okay, 23 minutes, 30. Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to mute it so it comes in exactly at 36?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? We're at 23:30. And...
Exactly. And you almost want to see that sign of
that's
of
Dane.
You know what I mean? It's because that's alluring too, man. The truth, even if it's angry truth or irreverent truth, it's like more than anything, and from Patrice, one thing I learned really early on, because he was ahead of the game in terms of he brought his real emotion up to the stage. Whatever.
Dane, that's enough.
Can you fast forward till Bob's on the mic?
I'm just gonna skip to a random part.
I mean, what else is it? It's Cain and Abel. I mean, it's so fucked up. And yet, I have never known you to be. Well,
is he fucking drinking?
You and you were fresh and new to L.A. That's the
he sounds fucking off his rocker.
He does. Yeah, I'm gonna skip to another random part.
No, if he has some fucking illness that I'm unaware of, I'm sorry.
No. He just sounds very chill. I'm gonna skip to another random part.
It sounds more than chill. It sounds like I should hear fucking like glass being slid around and empty.
Like ice cubes, yeah, kind
of. as he's like flinging his wrists around talking about shit.
Well, I do love Dane Cook.
Yeah.
You know, I
that was Bob Saget.
Well, yes, but he was Dane Cook was on the final episode. What a way to end it.
You
I hope
Dane
our
Cook
final
live.
Episode has Dane Cook.
What?
I hope our final episode has Dane Cook.
It's the only way to close it out.
Yeah. I hope that we can end the podcast with like a final episode, knowing it's the final episode and not like,
oh, this is the final episode.
I hope it's not like a horrible
Ryan died or
yeah,
Matt
exactly.
Died.
I would like to be able to wrap this whole super mega cast thing up with a nice little ribbon. Do like a 3-hour clip show episode where we just talk and reminisce about the good times.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about like the
like
final,
our final episode could be, a couple decades or so after we even end Super Mega, and we just decide to come back and record one more episode when we're older.
And all like of the people 50s. That have watched us that have forgotten about us for like 20 years that
like,
have just,
what?
They have grandkids now and shit. They're going
to
be like,
we still get Don to do the art.
Well, if he's not, you know.
Yeah.
If he's not in Guantanamo Bay.
Which I'm surprised he isn't.
Yeah. It's baffling.
With some of the shit, you know,
yeah.
That he's done.
Yeah. Guantanamo Bay is almost not even fitting.
Yeah.
It's almost too easy for Don.
I didn't even know he was of that ilk, let's say.
Yeah. It's sickening to say the least.
Yeah. Anyways.
But more like Dontanamo Bay.
Also an update for all y'all motherfuckers. We've been bad boys, but we've been busy, and we try to do better now. This podcast are going to be a little shorter, though, for a little bit. Like, not too much shorter, but just, you know, a little shorter. We're trying to backlog, because we just came back from the fight, and then I always go on that, like, yearly, like, family retreat where we all wear white robes and dance around and light bonfires with live animals on stakes attached. It's like it's just a bonding experience.
I've been waiting for you to let me come to one of those.
Yeah, we just...
I know, it's
we,
a family
we have to
thing.
Have a blood bond first.
I know,
and
I know.
You seem a bit timid to even start that process, so...
I'm not timid to start that process. I always said I would do a blood bond with you. I'd do a blood oath.
Okay.
I would definitely do a blood oath with you.
Okay, maybe next year, then.
Well, I mean, it's still like... Like
yeah, it's all locked in though.
Right, but there's still
no. But if I don't want to change,
surely you can
I
make a change. Surely
I don't
want
to. I don't want to change. I don't want to change the mood.
Why would it change the mood?
I
Do
don't
you have
know.
To give your family a whole year to prepare for
it's
me.
Not my family. I mean, our family has to come together, and then we have to fucking. Then we've had to fucking like write out a whole different blood contract. So, like everyone's names are already in there. We would have to like
can
actually carve out a new contract for everyone.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Well, as I said, next year after the other contracts heal,
Okay.
We can definitely fit you in.
You carve it into the back of a...
Huh?
You carve it into the back of an animal? Or...
Into our back... Into, like... I mean, it's wherever you kind of want it. We let you choose. You know, like, your body, your choice type of thing.
Oh, I thought you guys carved it into another living creature.
No, we spit roast a living creature.
Oh, though. Okay.
Many living creatures.
And when
creatures.
You say spit roast, you don't mean the sexual term. You mean
no,
like
I mean,
on an
I mean
spit.
We stick a stick through their yelling, scared mouths and spin them around a fire until they're dead, and then we eat them.
It's one way to do it, man.
Yeah. It sometimes we take sticks and beat them. Yep, the joke is just animal cruelty. There is no joke, actually. It's just seeing how fucked up they can be. This is a great episode. Awesome. Cool. Just thought I'd point that out.
Oh, man, dude. I wonder what it would feel like to be roasted on a spit.
No, it'd probably suck.
Yeah, it'd probably suck balls, dude. Shit.
Like with an apple in your mouth?
Like a
pig. Or an apple in your ass?
Well, I guess they'd put the apple in your mouth after... Because does the stick go through your mouth and out your ass?
Yeah. Some shit like that.
And that's what the sexual thing is, roasting or like on a spit.
Because like when a woman or man is taking someone in the vagina or ass and then also their mouth?
Sucking on a penis, yeah.
Okay, that's spit roasting?
I believe so. I mean, spit roasting is
I've never been a part of a spit roast, have you?
I don't want to get into it on podcast.
Family doesn't count.
Okay, then no. But basically, that's got to be what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
like I visually think about it, and I think that's the conclusion I come to.
All right, I'm gonna search.
You know what I'm saying? The conclusion I come to.
Oh, spit roast sex. Oops, I put spot roast. Spit roasting isn't just for porn stars. Here's how to do it. Menshealth.com.
I've been praying every night for sex, and guess what? I haven't had
sex.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I'm kind of upset with Jesus. He also didn't answer me about my fucking baseball cards.
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I wanted some baseball cards. I don't care who, but I still fucking never got them. I've been waiting 10 Christmases now, and he still forgets. I write him every year.
He's pretty good about that stuff usually.
Yep.
With me, at least.
Okay. Well, don't need to fucking bring
it. Well, no, I'm not rubbing. I'm just stating. Maybe, I mean, maybe.
How long have we been going? I need to take a shit anyway.
Maybe you pissed him off. I don't know. Chris is in the other room being very loud.
I thought he was gone.
I thought he was. Why did Justin interrupt the podcast to make us have to readjust our eyes to the darkness again?
That poop thing wasn't a joke. Either.
You got a poop? I got a poop as well. We got some. Well, the podcast, you know, if just because these episodes are a little shorter, don't you worry because.
If everything goes as planned,
we should be starting the live
action. Which we always know with the super mega crew, it always goes as planned.
It always does, and it's always timely and
funny.
And just when we say it's going to happen. Also, movie reviews are still in the works. We'll give you an update on those soon. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Super Mega Podcast.
We hope you continue listening. And with that, we will see you.
When we can't end another one like the Markiplier outro. We've done that like at least 30 episodes. Can someone actually tell us how many videos or podcast episodes? Like next
There's
time.
No, they'd have to watch every. You
well,
know how many?
I talk. So people are always starting over the podcast and they're like, oh, just listen to the whole thing all the way through again. We should make a list of things that we want people to look for so someone can tally it. How many podcast episodes have we ended with the fucking Markiplier? Bye bye.
Remember the fart era where I would just because I was like, fuck this. I didn't have the music on
Oh,
my
yeah,
computer.
You didn't have the music on your computer, so it said download, and you just put a fart at the end of, like, 20 podcasts in a row. So it's like, bye, guys.
You started doing it, too, with me.
I did, yeah. I did.
I started doing it just my episodes, and then you started doing it, and then there was a final.
Yeah, one. For those who are curious, I edit the even episodes. My edit's the odd ones, so this one.
There
are,
every now and then, we will, like, double up on an episode if, like, someone is, like, traveling or something comes up, but for the most part, yeah.
You're having another religious crisis, and I got to take it.
Yeah.
But, guys, thank you so much, and we'll see you in the next video.
Bye-bye! We did exactly what we said.
Yep. Okay. Add it to the tally.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.